السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today's khutbah was rendered by Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, Hafizahullah, and we welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and the Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today in South Africa is the 19th of Zulhijjah 1442, corresponding to the 30th of July 2021. Sheikh Salih, praised Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and said, O Ummah, that we must all adopt the quality of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness. Let's look at time. Yesterday the past is gone. Today is the time for deeds and action. Tomorrow we don't know, we are uncertain whether we will be there or we will be history and death will overtake us. Hence today is the time, and each one of us should know that all Almighty Allah has given us the prescription for success in this world and the year after. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. O believers, that you are brothers. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Bring about reconciliation among yourselves. Wattaqullah, and fear Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, so that the mercy of Almighty Allah will encompass and envelope you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. O حُجَّاج بَيْتِ اللَّهِ, you came and you performed your Hajj, and everything went easy for you. May Almighty Allah accept your Hajj. There were 60,000 people this year, all from the kingdom, none, no foreigners, and from outside countries. And remember that now you go back home, and we should always remember the two categories of people Almighty Allah speaks about when Hajj is terminating. Some people's concern and focus is only the world, so they ask, Rabbana atina fid dunya, Ya Allah, grant us in this world all the good things. And then, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ خَلَاقٍ, and they have no portion and no share in the year after. And the true believers, that is me and you, and this is a powerful, comprehensive dua we should be reading daily. Rab Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 201, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept our duas, grant us the goodness in this world, Iman, Islam, good health, wealth, honor, what we relish, cherish. And in the year after, Ya Allah, Jannat al-Firdaus, seeing you, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, your countenance, meeting the Master, alayhi salatu salam, and Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, interceding for us, and waqina adab al-nar, and save us from the fire, and the torment, and the punishment. Remember, each one of us should try our level best to carry out the good deeds, show good manners, good character. And remember, each one of us should ask ourselves, what legacy are we leaving behind? Quran Kareem tells us of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَاجْعَلْ لِسَانَ صِدِقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, that let the people of the latter generations praise me, Ya Allah. Hence to have big that dua and to hope for that is very, very good. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an example. When people praise you after your demise and death, then it is similar to honey. We know honey is very sweet. So if we are sweet, then people will then remember us. Sweet does not mean we compromise on the Sharia and we trample on the Sharia. The hadith is authentic in Tabarani. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, 69 times his honorable name is mentioned in a noble Quran. He sallat ala tawlim inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. He is the great leader and the imam of so many anbiya, prophets and messengers. Remember, it was his son Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, thereafter Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, then his grandson Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, his great grandson and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and continued. right up to Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and we find from Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, from his progeny, the greatest and mightiest and most beloved messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, was sent to this world. We believe the greatest people on this earth are the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, who came to this world, were Anbiya, prophets and messengers selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people. And the greatest of the greatest is Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam reconstructed the Kaaba Musharrafa, he made and recited various dua. One dua he made, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula minhum yatlu alayhim, Ya Allah, send among them the Arabs. And from here, Makkah Mukarrama, the final and the last messenger, lo and behold, the dua was accepted. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana da'watu Ibrahim, I am a result of the dua of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi wa sallam, wa Bushra Isa, and Nabi Isa alayhi wa sallam gave great tidings to me. Hence Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the greatest, mightiest messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then come the Sahaba, then the Tabi'een, Taba Tabi'een, Awliya, like that. And remember that you, O Ummah and Muslimah, me and you, we are the best people, although we came last. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You have been taken out for the benefit of humanity. But what must you do? Ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. That you command the good and you forbid the evil. That is the unique feature and characteristic to remain the best. Look at Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. Allah says, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these enemies plotting, planning, scheming, the more they tried, I'm elevating you more and more and more. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nami, isme grami, his Mubarak blessed name is after Almighty Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In Adhan you hear, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Remember, we have many, many enemies, and one enemy is Shaitan. Inna Shaitana yajri min al insani majradam. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Like how the blood flows within our body, remember the Shaitan also comes, and all the waswasa and whisperings of Shaitan comes with. Then is the time of the rulers. All the rulers, the kings, the amir, prime ministers, president, they must exercise justice. They must do good to the people, the citizens, and if they're going to do zulam and oppression, then they will face the consequences. They do so at their own peril. So therefore, we all should understand that we also have authority over our wives, our children, our students, and so forth. So fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah and of creation simultaneously. That is what taqwa and Islam is all about. In the second khutbah, after praising Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sending salutations and blessings, he said, you are, yet you will receive. You know, you sow what you plant. So whatever you plant, that is what you will see. So remember that every day people are passing away and dying. What did he or she do? So if they did good deeds, Allah's mercy will come, and inshallah they will be rewarded. But if they did not do good deeds, remember, if a non-Muslim, yes, he will be praised in this world if he did good deeds. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised Hatim Tai. He was so generous. But remember that in a year after, there's nothing for him. Everlasting doom and gloom. Likewise, Abdullah Judan, same thing with him. He was so good to people. But no Iman, no Islam. Hence, the hellfire awaits a person who is sane and mature, and he or she does not embrace Iman and Islam. Then it's ever everlasting doom and gloom and Jahannam. And this is clearly enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 33, verses 64-65. When a person has Iman, Islam, and he does his actions, remember, with sincerity, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, and to please Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is accepted, and he receives his bonus here in this world, and the maximum optimum reward in the year after. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Thereafter he made dua, and he said twice, not once, اللَّهُمَ عَلَيْكَ بِالْيَهُودِ الظَّالِمِينَ الْمُحْتَلِينَ. Ya Allah, decimate the Jewish entity. Ya Allah, decimate these ghasibin, those who are occupying Palestine, stealing and occupying the land of Palestine. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Almighty Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa. May Almighty Allah destroy the enemies, whether it be in occupied Palestine, or in Syria, or Yemen, or Iraq, or Afghanistan, or Kashmir, or any other part of the world. Okay, we are finished with the translation. I have one very, very sad announcement to make. My brother, my family member there in Lesotho, Brother Mohsin, his father passed away 3 weeks ago, and today his mother passed away, Farida Banu Abdullah. May Almighty Allah grant her Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah grant our brother Mohsin, his siblings, all of them Sabre Jameel. Make dua, O Muslim. Rabbana Akfilli, Wali Walidayya, Walil Mu'minina, Yawma Yaqubul Hisab. Inshallah, just now we will make dua. Quickly, let me give you the rundown, remember, of our programs, inshallah. So, I will make dua, and thereafter, inshallah, you will listen to the salat that is performed by Sheikh Salih, that's recorded. And then, 20 past 12, the Adhan will go from Rainbow Masjid in Lanesha. Then I'll be speaking from there live on Markaz Sahaba, inshallah. And thereafter, that was 130 to 2, Surah Toba from the archives, verses 69 to 70, 2 to 2:30, Mona Khalid Yaqub, 2:30 to 3, Madrasa on Amar Zaid Khan, 3 to 3:30, the repeat of the Q&A of this morning, 3:30 to 4, Sheikh Hanif Luharwi, remember that what a Muslim is for another Muslim, 4 to 5, that in the Mona Shabir Saluji is teaching us that what we need to do in these difficult times, and then inshallah that is 4 to 5, 5 to 7, Mona Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30, the repeat of this khutbah, 7:30 to 8, Mawlana Yunus Patel, 8 to 9, the guest attorney is Bilal Malani with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, and 9 to 10, after the Isha Adhan, will be Tahir Sema, that is our Mawlana Qasim Sema's grandson, with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. We must place on record our sincerest thanks to Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. May Almighty Allah make his hifazat, protect him and his entire family, his parents, wife, children, siblings, and our Hafiz Shabir Basha, Allah Ta'ala reward him, and the Ansar team and directors. Our Faisal Asmal, Allah Jalla Wala reward him, and Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, MashaAllah, my brother Muhammad Khan, and Salahuddin and family, and the Day family there in Durban. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. Come Ummah, we all have to make dua. And I sent out, MashaAllah, the wonderful, wonderful interview we had with attorney Zahir Umar. So just now, while he was making dua, I sent it out to all the groups. So you send it out and you will know exactly what is happening, and inshallah, so you can then forward it to everybody, inshallah. And let us now make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect our Iman and Islam, and may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make our Khatima on Iman. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة فالله خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا اللهم استر عورتي وآمن روعتي اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين أكرمنا يا خير الرازقين ارزقنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا نداما ولا مفتونين على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم یا اللہ یا رحمان یا رحیم یا کریم یا اللہ ہم گنہ گار ہے یا اللہ خطاکار ہے سیاکار ہے سب کی گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے یا اللہ یا اللہ آپ ہی نے فرمایا ان اللہ یغفر الذنوب جميعا یا اللہ ہمارے تمام گناہوں کو معاف کیجئے گا یا اللہ ہمارے والدین ہمارے بھائی بہن ہمارے اساتذہ جو دنیا سے چلے گئے ایمان کے ساتھ یا اللہ ان کی بال بال مغفرت فرما دیجئے ان کی پسماندگان خاندان فیملی والوں کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما دیجئے یا اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا کامل عطا فرمائے یا اللہ ہمارے ملک میں جو بے چینی ہے یا اللہ اللہم آمنا فی اوطاننا یا اللہ grant us safety security in this wonderful country of ours یا اللہ protect our masajid protect our madrasas our darlooms our khankas protect the lives of everyone یا اللہ protect our houses our families our businesses our factories یا اللہ those who lost then they were looted یا اللہ you are qadir mutlak give them ni'm al-badal give them a better replacement یا اللہ out of your fadl your grace your mercy قال اللہ تعالی فی شان حبیبی ان اللہ ملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایو الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللہم صلی وسلم وبارک علی سیدنا وحبیبنا وشفینا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا اللہ those in our family who do so many favors for us you reward them our Bhuti Ghani and everybody else Ya Allah reward them in this world and in the year after ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربي جلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 Inshallah now our brother Lucky will pray the Salat Inshallah of Sheikh Salih and then 20 past 12 we will link up Inshallah with the Rainbow Masjid here in Laneja and 12:30 12:31 around there the lecture will commence Barakallahu Fik Salamu Alaikum Wa Rahmatullahi Barakatuh